Today we celebrate another solemnity. We are now in ordinary time. Baga bumalik na tayo sa parang pinakabahay natin, ordinary time, no? Tapos na yung Christmas, Advent, Lent, Easter, and now we go back to ordinary time. And ordinary time is a time where we take everything we have learned from those seasons, no? Advent, Christmas, Easter, everything that we have learned during those seasons, we take them and now we begin to apply them in our lives. Hindi kasi sapat na naintindihan mo lang yung sinasabi ng Diyos. It is important that as we understand, we begin to practice it, apply it in our life. Yun ang pinaka-importante sa lahat, no? Sabi nga sa scriptures ni Jesus, you will be blessed if you do them. Okay? So we are now in ordinary time and pagpasok natin sa ordinary time, meron ka agad tayong dalawang solemnities, no? The first one was yesterday, last Sunday, the feast of the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Then again, this Sunday, the solemnity of the Corpus Christi, no? The body of Christ. Corpus et sangre Christi, the body and blood of Christ. So today we're going to talk about this and there are only three things that I would like to point out to you kasi kailangan maiksi lang yung homily. So three things that I would just like to point out to you. And first thing we have to realize, the Eucharist is all about presence. Okay? Presence. Now, there was a story told me, an old Jewish story, no? That in a certain town in Israel, there was a young boy who was very mischievous, very unruly, undisciplined. And so naging problema na siya ng pamilya nila, naging problema siya ng buong community nila. And the mother talked to the child, palagi na lang pinapayuhan yung bata, kinakausap yung bata, hindi talaga nakikinig yung bata. Then finally, the head, yung parang pinakabarangay captain nila doon, no? Kinausap na rin yung bata. And the child would not change. The child was still very mischievous, no? Talagang magulo yung bata. And finally, it was the police. Yung pinaka-police nila doon sa lugar na yun, kinausap na siya. And the child was already threatened. Okay? Yung pahog mo taimaw. Patuloy mo pa ito, ikukulong ka na namin. At hindi pa rin nagbabago yung bata. And everyone tried to talk to the child. The teachers, yung mga kamag-anak nila, talking to him, and he would not just change. Until finally, the mother brought her son to the rabbi, pinaka-pastor nila. At that time, yung rabbi nila was a very holy person, okay? A very loving rabbi. And so when they brought the boy to him, at siguro they want the rabbi to talk to him, nung lumapit na yung bata sa rabbi and the rabbi looked at him in the eye, the rabbi just embraced him. Yinakap niya lang yung bata. And for a long time, he embraced the boy. And finally, the boy also hugged him. And they hugged each other for a long time. And since that time, the boy was never the same again. Nagbago yung bata, you know. And you know, I tell you that story because there is really something more powerful than just words. And because akala natin sa panahon natin ngayon, you know, words are very important sa social media. Ang dami mong payo, ang dami mong counsel na maririnig. You would find so many people, pag kinausap mo lang, ganitong problema mo, may advice na kaagad sa'yo. Words, 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 words. Ang daming salita. But sometimes it doesn't change us. Because what is important sometimes, much more powerful than words, is the human touch. Have you noticed na lahat tayo kailangan natin mahawakan din yung isang tao? We are human beings and we are designed to long for another human being who would be able to touch us. There is nothing more powerful than a human embrace with another human. More powerful than words is the kiss of someone who loves you. Pag humahalik ba yung asawa mo sa'yo, when your child kisses you, does he have to explain what it is standing for? Ini-explain pa ba ng bata? Ma, kasi yung lips ko, pag gumalaw sa lips mo, may chemical reaction. You know, we don't analyze a kiss. When a husband kisses his wife, she doesn't explain anong chemicals ang nangyayari, the science of a kiss. You don't explain that. Once you kiss your loved one, that's it. I notice yung mga bata, pag umiiyak yung mga bata when they cry, it's either na natakot sila or nagalit sila. You know, you take a child and just embrace the child. Paghawak mo sa bata, the touch of the skin against the skin of another human being, it calms us down. It assures us. Okay? Naalala ko noon yung umuwi ako sa bahay. I was in grade school. I went home. Nabasag ko yata yung window ng principal namin. I don't know. I did something bad in school. I kicked a ball. May sinipa akong bola. Sa sobrang lakas ng sipa ko, tumama dun sa window. Hindi ko alam kung window ng principal's office or another window. It broke. And everyone in the school, pati na yung mga classmates ko, hala. You know, sa bata, grabing takot mo niyan. You get so scared, hala. Everybody was pointing at me, hala, nabasag mo yung window. And I ran home, tumakbo ako pa uwi. I cannot bear the fear, I was so afraid. You know, at that time, bata ka, pag nakabasag ka ng window, parang nang nakapatay ka ng tao. I was so scared, so afraid. Eh, yung principal pa naman namin, talagang matapang yung madre, no? She was a nun, madre siya, pero matapang. And I was so afraid of her, I ran home. Pag uwi ko sa bahay, ang worry ko naman, makikita ako ng nanay ko, baka malalaman niya yung ginawa ko. Nako, mas takot ako sa nanay ko, mas grabe yun. And so I went home, I pretended everything is okay. So pagpasok ko sa bahay, sabi ko lang sa nanay ko, ay ma, parang wala lang ba? Ma! But my mother can already detect something was wrong. Yan ang maganda sa mga nanay. You know? Mga nanay dito, mga mothers. Malalaman mo pag may problema ang anak mo. Sa itsura pa lang. I don't know, bakit alam ng nanay kaagad. And so pagpasok ko sa bahay, sabi ko, ma, hello. Tapos takbo na ako. And my mother said, oops, come back. Balik. Ayaw kong bumalik. Baka malaman kasalanan ko. But my mother insists, come back. And the first thing my mom asked me was, sabi niya, are you okay? Okay ka ba? And sabi ko, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. Then she embraced me. She knows something was wrong. Something beyond my capacity. In-embrace na ako ng nanay ko. Pag-embrace ng nanay ko, bumaha na yung luha. I already cried. And I was there hugging my mom. And all my fears, all my worries, everything inside me just sumabog na lang by that embrace, a loving embrace from a mother. Now, Bishop, where are we going with these stories? What does it have to do with the body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist? The Eucharist is basically a hug from God. Every Sunday when we come for the Eucharist, God is embracing us. Amen? God is kissing you. Because in the Eucharist, you can feel Him. You know, many times we listen to words. We read the Bible. We read the words. Yeah, that's okay. It's fine. You can read the words of God to you. But it's never and nothing compare when God would embrace you. Iba talaga pag yinakap ka ng Diyos. Iba talaga pag hinalikan ka ng Diyos. And the Eucharist, basically every Sunday, is God's kiss to us. He is kissing us. He is embracing us. How? By becoming tangible. His presence in the bread and in the wine. You're able to touch Him. You're able to feel Him in your lips. That is why pag nag-Eucharist tayo, pinapatigil ko yung music. Walang music. Walang dancer na sasayaw-sayaw. When you receive the body and blood of Christ, when you receive it in your mouth, at that moment, you are so close to God, to the point of touching God Himself physically, feeling Him in your lips. Can you imagine that? No one can touch God. No one can feel God in the skin except when He allows Himself to be touched in the Eucharist. Pag pumunta ka daw sa England at makita mo yung hari, when you meet the King of England, the first thing you have to understand, do not touch. Never extend your hand for a shake hand. Huwag ka na makipag-shake hand sa hari because the King would never shake your hand. Unless pareho kayo. Hari ka rin ng isang country or you're a president, yun lang pwedeng tumawag sa kanya. But if you're an ordinary person, you're not supposed to touch the King. Amen? Hindi ka pwedeng basta-basta lang hahawak-hawak sa hari. Hindi yan artista na, uy, selfie, selfie. Ayo. Or yung mga politiko natin, ano, pag dumating dito, oh, picture, picture, hawak-hawak, kumusta ng kumusta. A King, you cannot touch the King. You know, hari pa lang yan. How much more when you encounter God? You're not supposed to touch God. He's a holy God and you're not supposed to touch Him. But in the Eucharist, He allows Himself to be touched by you. One of the things that really amazes me pag nagmimisa ako, kahit anong misa, kahit daily office, kahit Sunday Mass, every time I'm scheduled to do the Mass, I get so excited because I get to hold the Creator of the universe in my hands. Hawak-hawak ko ang Diyos sa kamay ko. Because in the Eucharist, we are assured of the real presence of Christ. So what is with the Eucharist? What is with the touch? It's about presence. That's the first thing we have to understand in the Eucharist. It's about the presence of God. Pag inakap ka ng nanay mo, you feel the presence of that person you love. In the Eucharist, allowing Himself to be touched and you yourself is being touched by God. In that wonderful moment na nagko-communion tayo, walang music, walang kikilos, walang ingaw. It is at that moment that you are one with God, touching God, loving God. That is the presence of God in your life. Now, we can talk about the presence of God. We can read about the presence of God in the Bible, but it is nothing compared when you actually encounter that presence in the Eucharist. Kaya tahimik, sabi ko pag nag-communion tayo, wala mo nang magkwentuhan, wala mo nang magdadasal because you can pray anytime. Okay? You can sing your songs anytime. But you cannot feel God you cannot touch God in any other time except at the Eucharist. Kaya bigyan natin ng oras yan. Pag nag-communion ka, tahimik muna. And sometimes you don't have to talk to God. You don't have to ask anything from God. Just that presence of God, allow Him to embrace you and embrace God. God trusts you. That's why He allows you to touch Him. Amen? And you trust God in the same way. That's why God allows you to touch Him also. You understand what I'm saying? So the first thing we have to realize in the Eucharist is presence. Kaya yan, ang Eucharist, ang presence na yan, hindi mo yan makukuha sa live streaming. You know, you cannot get that. What you get from the live streams are the words. Nauso yung pandemic, di ba? Nagmimisa tayo. Naka-live stream lang. There's no presence there. There are words and words and words, many words. That's why kung pwede ka magsimba and you can come to church to encounter God in a very unique and a very special way, a very intimate way, you come to church because the Eucharist is about the presence of God. It is about the loving presence of God. The second thing I would like us to understand in the Eucharist, aside from presence, there is something in the Eucharist that we can experience in God. We know God to be powerful, right? Amen? Ang pag-intindi natin sa Diyos, He's so powerful, so almighty. Yun naman yung mga tinuturo sa atin noon. And there's nothing wrong with that because God is omnipotent. The word omnipotent means all-powerful. There is nothing and no one as powerful as God. Nothing can compare with Him. Kung may nakita kayong mga bagay na very powerful, that's nothing compared to the power of God. But one of the things we have to understand about God in loving us, He became powerless like us so that we can relate to each other. Ha? Ang Diyos naging powerless? When did that happen that He became powerless? He did it for us. You know, kung merong isang taong sikat, merong isang artista na sikat, at itabi mo siya, a politician that is so famous, an artista na sikat, itabi mo sila sa isang baby, isang bata, isang yapsag, itabi mo sila. The first thing that would attract you is not the artista, it's not the politician. What will attract to you is the baby. Napansin nyo ba, pag may bata, lalapit ka talaga, di ba? Hahawak ka. O ngayon, may mga, sa states, may mga law, hindi ka pwede humawak ng bata. Unlike sa Pilipinas, talaga, pag cute na cute yung bata, ninalapitan ko talaga, talagang, inaganyan ko talaga yung mukha ng bata. In certain countries, you cannot touch a baby. At may mga magulang na ayaw na. Pero normally, that's why nag-i-enjoy ako sa baryo. Pag nasa baryo ako, nako, lahat ng bata doon binibigay sa akin. Father, hawak ko yung mga bata. You know, laway, ihi, ano yan. And it's so fine. Why? What attracts us to a baby? Anong nag-a-attract sa'yo? Kayo, pag bumibisita kayo sa apo ninyo, di ba? Nakakalimutan mo na yung anak mo. Yung mata mo nandun sa apo mo, no? And what is attracting us to a baby? Bakit attracted talaga tayo sa mga baby? Ha? What attracts us to a baby is the powerlessness of a baby. Pag binitawan mo yan, patay yan. Pag hindi mo pinakain yan, wala yan. Hindi mabubuhay yan. It's so powerless. It's so vulnerable. That's why it attracts us so much. We are so attracted to babies because of their powerlessness, their helplessness. And do you know why we're so attractive to God? It's because of our powerlessness. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's why God is so attracted to us. Not because we are powerful, not because we are so great, it's not because we are so strong. The reason why God is so full of attention to us is because of our powerlessness. That is why when God came to us, He did not come in power. He came to us in powerlessness also. Pumunta siya dito, ano siya? Nung pumasok, warrior? May espada? No. When Jesus came, how did He come? Huh? Christmas. He came as a baby. Powerless. Vulnerable. Kung hindi siya ipadedi ng nanay niya, magugutom siya at mamamatay din siya. If the mother would not hold her and keep her warm, that child will get sick. He was powerless. God became powerless so that we can also be attracted to Him. The same way God is attracted to us because of our vulnerability. Amen? The weakness. Minsan tayo, ayaw natin malaman na may weakness tayo. Sometimes we are so afraid when we find out we have a weakness. It's okay to have a weakness. What's wrong with that? Our weakness, sometimes naiisip natin, galit ang Diyos sa akin. Galit ang Diyos sa akin kasi itong weakness ko, itong kasalanan ko, I have that. God is angry at me. I always keep repeating this before we go. God is not angry at you. Well, I'm weak. God is not angry at you because you're weak. He loves you. And He's so attracted to you because of your helplessness. Ganun naman tayo, di ba? Pag may lumapit na bata sa akin at sasabihin sa akin, maliit na bata, walang saplot, ang dungis-dungis, at sinabi ng bata, pahingi ng 100. Kagaya ng 7-Eleven, pumasok ako sa isang 7-Eleven dito. Binuksan ng bata. Sabi ng bata sa akin, wow, sabi ko, bait ng batang to. Pagpasok ko sa 7-Eleven, paglabas ko, sabi ng bata, binuksan niya na naman yung pinto, sabi niya. So, labas na naman ako, sabi ko, thank you, sabi niya, sanggatos. Sabi ko, mahal naman. Sabi ko, 10 piso, bigyan pa kita isang gatos. Grabe. Nagalit ako yung bata. Pero yung bata na ganyan, lumapit sa'yo, hawakan ka at sabihin sa'yo, kaon ako, call. Tawag ako pagkaon, call. When that child does that, alam mo, hindi mo talaga mapigilan ang sarili mo. You cannot help. You will do something about that hunger. Why? Because that is weakness. Nakikita mo yung isang tao lumalapit sa'yo in weakness. Your heart goes out to that person. That person is powerless. Wala siyang magawa para maayos yung gutom niya. He cannot do anything else. And so you come to that person, you're attracted to that person, and you begin to have that person. Ganon din tayo sa mata ng Diyos. It's our weakness, it is our vulnerability that makes us so pleasing to God. That's why He's not angry at us. God is not angry at you because of our sins and our weaknesses. He loves you so much. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Eucharist is about the presence of God. It's about the powerlessness. It is in our powerlessness that we learn to love each other. You know, you don't love the person because he's so strong and powerful. Yeah, you will admire a person that is strong. But you get to love a person and become intimate and close to a person because of that person's weakness. Ganon din tayo. Amen? Amen. God also became weak so that we will be attracted to Him. The first time God came to us, on December, we celebrated the birth of our Lord. He became a baby. I mean, Diyos yan. He's God. He's the creator of everything. But He came to us as a baby, vulnerable, very weak, powerless, so that we can hold Him and assure Him, God, if you will not leave me, neither will I leave you nor forsake you. Hindi rin kita iiwan. Then, the second time I've seen Christ vulnerable, many times He was in the desert praying for us and He became hungry. Nagutom siya doon. Many times in the gospel you will see Christ in His weakness. And the best example of weakness makikita natin sa Diyos is the cross. Amen? Pinako siya sa cross, hindi man lang lumaban. Hindi man lang nagpakita ng lakas. He went to the cross and was crucified on the cross. That is His powerlessness. Amen? Now, every Sunday, God still comes to us in His powerlessness by allowing Himself to be touched in the form of the bread and wine. Ang Diyos na lumikha ng mundo, ang Diyos na lumikha ng lahat ng bagay, hawak ko lang sa kamay ko. Bakit? Dahil nagpapahawak din siya. Powerless, tinapay siya in the form of bread, in the form of wine. He approaches you. He doesn't come to you as a big God na may espada, na may sombrero, and everything with armor. No, He comes to you bread and wine. That powerlessness. That is why if we are not attracted to things that are powerless, we will not understand the Eucharist. Hindi natin maintindihan yung Eucharist. Pag yung hinahanap mo yung mga malalakas lang, mayayaman lang, pag yung na-attract ka lang sa mga taong may itsura, maganda, at merong talagang lakas, merong talagang impluensya, if you're only attracted to those people and take no notice of those who are powerless, you will not understand the Eucharist. Hindi mo maintindihan yung Eucharist. Because the Eucharist is about vulnerability. It's not about being perfect. Okay? Mag-Eucharist tayo, dapat wala tayong kasalanan. Ay, paano yan? Yung bishop nyo na nagse-celebrate ng Eucharist, makasalanan na kaagad. All of us are sinners. Pag sinabi mong walang mag-Eucharist na walang kasalanan, sino ang pwede? No one. Lahat tayo makasalanan. And it is in our weakness that God comes to us, loving us. Ganun din tayo, lumalapit tayo sa altar na to. Hindi dahil nakikita natin yung power ni Lord, but we see God in the bread and in the wine. Pwede mong isubo, pwede mong idura, yung wine pwede mong itapon. You will be doing that to God. But because we are attracted to God, because we love God, we value the weakness. We value the powerlessness of God. Amen? Amen. Pag umuwi yung isang tao sa bahay nila, yung mga sundalo, mga kakilala kong mga sundalo, pag nasa field sila, nakikipaglaban sila, ang tatapang nila, hindi mo malapitan yung sundalo. Nakikipagbakbakan sila sa mga kaaway. But the moment they go home, kaya magtataka ka, may mga sundalo na pag nasa field, nako, nakakatakot ang itsura, nakakatakot yung tapang. Pero pag uwi sa bahay, tinatanggal yung uniforme nila. Sabi ng asawa niya, honey, maglaba ka na. Maglalaba din siya. Weakness, di ba? Grabing sundalo, general, matapang. Pagsabi ng bata, papa, papa na, sasakay na ako sa iyo. Gagawing kabayo sa loob ng bahay. Eh, yung tatay naman, sige. Weakness. Because it is in our weakness that we find intimacy. Okay? Pag umuwi ka sa bahay mo at nagtatapang-tapangan ka doon, papasiga-siga ka sa bahay mo, you'll never get close with your family members. Hindi kayo magiging close ng family mo. Nakita niyo yung pamilya na yan, na pag-uwi sa bahay, lahat matapang, lahat siga. Paano kayo maging close? Okay? I remembered one time I went home. At that time, batang-bata pa ako. I'm into sports. One time I went home, I was so tired. I was so weak. Hindi ko na matanggal yung sapatos ko. Sobrang pagod. And one of my children came to me. Siyang nagtanggal ng sapatos ko. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, nakakahiya. Tinanggal pa ng anak ko yung sapatos ko. I'm so weak. I'm so powerless that my child has to take my shoes. No, at that time, I felt my child loves me so much. In my weakness, he was there taking off my shoes. Ganun tayo. Intimacy is built up because of our powerlessness. I am powerless. You are powerless. All of us are powerless. Then God came to us to help us, but we are attracted to Him also because He came to us in powerlessness as well. Kaya mamahalin din natin siya. Amen? So the Eucharist is about presence, the loving presence of God in our life. The second thing is powerlessness. And number three, promise. The Eucharist holds a promise. Yes, I am present with you in weakness, in powerlessness. I am with you sa kasubo, kag kasadya. Kaibahan mo ako. Kung masadya ikaw, una ro Diyos katon. Kung nagakasubo kita sa kabuhi naton, una mataimaw ron. Kaibahan naton. So the presence, the powerlessness, and what is the promise of the Eucharist? Because of God's loving presence, because of God trusting you and appearing to you in powerlessness, then there is a promise. What is the promise in the Eucharist? That I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's the greatest promise of the Eucharist. That is why after our communion, after the Eucharist, the bishop comes to you to remind you of what God said. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Maybe there was a time you felt God's presence in your life. Maybe there was a time you did so many things, so many accomplishments in your life. Then one day you wake up, you're tired, wala ka na masyado accomplishment, and sometimes you see people around you, iniiwan ka na. Dati nakapalibot yung mga tao sa'yo. Dati ang dami mong kaibigan na sumasama sa'yo. But once you are now weak, then people start moving away from your life. Minsan nakakalungkot yan. And some people cannot handle it when it's very sad. But God said, I will never do that to you. Even when you are old and gray, even when you are already weak, I will never leave you. I will never, never, never forsake you. If you make a mistake, people can forsake you. If you fail, some people will forsake you. But God, the promise, even if you fail, I will not forsake you. So there you have it. Those three things about the Eucharist. There are more, but I can only share with you three things today. I call them three P's. Kung may four P's, meron tayong three P's. What is that? Presence, powerlessness, promise. Amen. You got it.